Hello, and welcome to the Warren Group's March Statistics Release for Foreclosures. I'm Cassidy Murphy, Editorial Director, here with Tim Warren, CEO. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Cassie. How are you?
I'm fine. So, foreclosure petitions in the state rose 6% in March. This is the first time in 2 years starts rose by less than a double or even triple-digit percentage. In 2014, lenders began to reassess their portfolios following several years of litigation and legislation, and by March of that year, petitions to foreclose jumped considerably. At that time, experts in the industry indicated it would be, optimistically, a year before the backlog was clear, and most said it would be closer to 18 months or 2 years. At the tail end of that estimate, March of this year, there were 1,179 petitions to foreclose, an increase of only 71 petitions as compared to March of 2015. Tim, do you think this is the beginning of a return to normalcy?
No, I wouldn't call 1,179 foreclosure starts in a single month normal. I'd say that a normal month would have just a few hundred starts. But we are seeing signs that we have reached a plateau. The plateau is higher than anyone wants to see, but at least the rate of increase has become moderate, with a 6% increase from March of last year. And the number of foreclosure starts in March actually declined 7% from February's number. There is another hopeful sign, but we can't call it a trend yet. We'll need to see data headed in the same direction for a few months before we can claim a real pattern here.
All right. According to the Warren Group's analysis, it takes approximately 5 quarters for a foreclosure to reach completion, assuming it does, when the deed is recorded at the Registry of Deeds and a new owner has taken possession of the property. Accordingly, deeds filed jumped 72% in March. Will we continue to see large increases in deeds filed, and what does that mean for the market?
Yes, the number of foreclosure deeds is up, and naturally so. Almost 12,000 foreclosures were started last year, and so it is logical to assume that we'll see more foreclosures completed with the foreclosure deed. March's total of 620 foreclosure deeds is the highest we've seen since July of 2012. But it's less than half of the numbers we saw at the peak of the foreclosure crisis in 2010. As far as impact on the market, I think it is minimal. It may actually help the general real estate market. We believe that many of the foreclosures coming through the pipeline now are properties that have been in distress for years. These distressed properties have an impact on the value of homes in the same neighborhood. Now that they are out of foreclosure, they will probably get rehabbed and then will be put back on the market. Realtors say they don't have enough listings to satisfy all of the buyers who are coming out home shopping this spring, so getting more homes to market could help.
All right. And finally, Berkshire County had the highest percentage increase in petitions filed both year-to-date and in the month of March. Why has that county been particularly hard hit?
Well, all areas of the state have been hit with foreclosures. No town or region is exempt. The natural protection against foreclosure is a steadily rising real estate price, home values being worth more than they were last year. In that situation, if a hardship hits a family and the home is worth more than the mortgage balance, then it can be sold to avoid foreclosure. But many of the towns in Berkshire County have not regained their peak median price in 2005. So 10 years have passed, and the prices are still depressed in towns like Great Barrington, Pittsfield, and North Adams. So if there is little to insulate the homeowners who have hit a bump in the road due to lost jobs, medical expenses, and other catastrophes, and that leads to foreclosure.
All right. Thank you, Tim, and thank you all for joining us. For more information about the Warren Group's products and services, please visit www.thewarrengroup.com.